Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC, this is Money Talking. I'm Charlie Herman. And on today's show, jumping ship.
I quit.
Yeah.
Everyone's got that flair for drama. I mean, who hasn't dreamed about what it would be like to walk into your boss's office and just let him have it? Just make a big exit.
You think you're an important man? Is that what you think? You are a laughingstock. You are a joke. These people are laughing at you. You're nothing. You have no brains, no ability, nothing. I quit.
But Lynn Schlesinger, a professor at Harvard Business School, says that acting like George Costanza on Seinfeld, no matter how good it might feel, can be one of the biggest mistakes you could make on your way out.
Oh, the worst way to quit is to use departure as the opportunity to provide feedback to absolutely everybody in the organization you have had the opportunity to work with. Those are the kinds of things you should leave to sitcoms on television.
Because you never know when you'll run into your old boss again, or if you might want to go back to work for your old employer, like George did the very next day.
How you doing?
What are you doing here?
What? I work here.
I thought you quit.
What quit? Who quit?
So if that's a terrible way to quit a job, what are the best practices for leaving your job? Like, walk me through those steps.
Well, it's the simplest thing in the world. First of all, the question I always get is, how much time should you give in advance with a resignation announcement? And the old axiom has always been a minimum of 2 weeks, and that hasn't changed one bit. So do not, under any circumstances, be offering up a resignation that has less than a two-week trigger attached to it. That two-week trigger ought to be an open invitation to engage with your boss when you're engaging in the resignation to ensure that, in fact, you are available in a variety of different ways to help out should that be required on a go-forward basis. So the minute you actually are thinking about the resignation, you need to shift from the focus on you as the person who's moving on to a new job to the focus on your colleagues and your boss in the organization you're leaving behind. This is not the opportunity. This is often happens where beyond your boss, the folks in human resources will call and suggest this is a marvelous time for an exit interview. And they will ask you a bunch of very specific questions in the hopes that you can engage in this expansive reveal about the reality of the organization on a day-to-day basis. That is, from my perspective, one of the dumbest things you could possibly do.
Who do you tell first?
You always start with your boss. If you start with any other functionary or any other friend, be clear your boss is likely to know before you go in to see him or her.
What about your coworkers? When do you start telling them?
You start telling them after you have talked to your boss. Again, to maintain the integrity of that relationship. And the most important advice we offer relative to the coworkers is your story with them better be absolutely identical to the story you've just told your boss.
Do you tell other people where you're going and what you're doing, or do you hold back on that a bit?
All other things being equal, and assuming that this is not a violation of confidentiality, I believe it is appropriate to tell people where you're going and what you're going to do.
Why is that?
Just from the standpoint of transparency. It shows respect. It shows respect for the organization, respect for the boss. It shows a willingness to be open and transparent and not mysterious about where it is you're going. It stops the guessing in the organization about what's going on. It just quiets things down.
Someone made a comment to me once when I left a previous job that I wasn't going to put out where I was going to. And this person said, you need to do that because you'll change the conversation from why is he leaving to where he is going to and what he's going to be doing.
Well, you got very good advice. The cardinal rule I always play with at the individual level as they start thinking about career transitions is there are two ways to actually think about this. One is where you're leaving and two is where you're going to. And my sense is if you spend a lot of time focusing on where you're leaving, it generally is not a very successful transition.
So what about the other side? If you're in management and someone comes to you and says that they are quitting or they're taking another job, what are the best practices for how you respond?
Well, the first part of the reality is to get over this being either about you or kind of completely and totally ruining your day or your month or your year. And you want to move very quickly into the mode of with that announcement in place, okay? And with the fundamental assumption that this is not the time to convince someone that they shouldn't go, okay? Because there's a whole posture here of using this opportunity that comes with a resignation to renegotiate the employment relationship.
Right.
That happens all of the time. I'm not saying that is a hard and fast rule, but I am saying that if every one of your resignations results in a renegotiation, then everybody in the organization will figure out the way to get ahead inside this organization is to have someone outside the organization communicate that they value me. The second piece of it is you need to think about, in some respects, everybody that's left in the organization and the work that needs to get done, and how you can collaborate with the person who's just proffered his or her resignation to ensure that, in fact, the organization doesn't miss a beat. Beyond that, obviously, what you want to do is you want to have a straightforward conversation that communicates some level of appreciation for the work that's been done and some measure of appreciation for the process by which somebody is departing.
So people, when they do quit, it sounds like what you're saying is they really should be thoughtful about the entire process that they walk through. I mean, I've heard stories of people updating their LinkedIn profile before they've actually even left their current employer, listing what their new job is going to be.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and the younger you are, the dumber it is in terms of stuff I see on that.
Is that really true, or is it just us old folks saying that about young kids?
No. I actually have learned tons about people who have worked with me through an occasional scan of social media, and almost none of it positive.
So if this is advice for a younger generation of people that's coming up, how would you sum up in terms of how you approach quitting perhaps your first job and you've never done it before?
Yeah. So understand your emails never disappear. Your social media is forever. And maintain a constancy of image and purpose across all of the ways in which you image yourself and communicate to the world. But, you know, at the core, that fundamental rule is, you know, think hard about how you start and think even harder about how you leave. And I offer the same advice to the universe that I offer to my three adult children. Most of the stuff that's in this article came out of a long conversation with one of my children who was transitioning from one organization to another and had been called into HR for the obligatory exit interview following her resignation with her boss. And she was walking through all of the things that she was going to tell them that would make the organization materially better. And all I remember asking her at this point was, had you spent any time with HR while you were working there over the last 3.5 years? No. Is it obvious in any way, shape, or form that they actually take action on any of this data in ways that improved your life when you were working here? No. So why have you decided that you have a moral responsibility to provide them data that they will systematically ignore on a go-forward basis? So she smiled. She said it was a wonderful time. She was transitioning to a different job in a different industry, and the challenges of new were really what were driving her. Left on good terms. It's in the same city, has lots of colleagues and lots of friends. They feel good about her. She feels good about them, and life is good.
Yeah, but I think people are scared sometimes, to be totally honest. It's difficult in the workplace. It's difficult even amongst friends and in our relationships to be completely honest. It's even harder in the workplace to go to HR and say, this person's driving me crazy, or I'm totally stuck in my career and my boss doesn't listen to anything that I say. Sort of the feeling that there's nowhere to really turn to. So this is your one opportunity to maybe actually vent the things that you were too scared to vent before, because there will be no repercussions because you're leaving.
In the broader set of large organizations, there are opportunities for anonymity in both employee surveys and 360-degree feedback that should be the opportunity to provide insight and to provide change. I'm just operating off the assumption that if an organization has been systematically unwilling or incapable of being able to act while you're an employee, the notion of giving them the ammunition to act after you leave because you somehow feel some measure of power in the relationship because you have another job to go to, It's just, it's really fool's work.
I was talking to some of my bosses. We're in a meeting actually with folks from Harvard Business Review about doing this conversation about how to quit your job. And they both kind of both looked at me with the sense of, is there something that we should know? No, no, just having the conversation.
Yeah, yeah, just getting trained.
Lynn, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Lynn Schlesinger is a professor at the Harvard Business School and author of the article, How to Quit Your Job Without Burning Bridges, that he wrote for the Harvard Business Review. Have you ever quit a job and come to regret how you did it? When I first started working years ago in a completely different industry, I set a record for the shortest time worked at this company, 4 months and 3 days. I still remember the exact amount. I left after I got another job offer. But the thing is, less than a year later, I was reapplying to that first employer. True story. So what about you?
I kept meaning to tell them, like, I had, like, an email, like, so well-written for, like, 2 weeks, but I never sent it because I kept wanting, I don't know, just couldn't bring myself to doing it until, like, the day before I was leaving, and then I, like, finally sent it and, like, just closed my eyes and just, like, left the city and just sent the email and just never looked back. That's what adults do, right? Yeah.
So tell us your story. You can find us on Twitter, at Money Talking, or you can send a note to me. I tweet, at Charlie Herman. You could also send us an email to moneytalking@wnyc.org. And what would be even better? Record your story as a voice memo and then send that file. We can't wait to hear from you. From WNYC, I'm Charlie Herman, and this is Money Talking.